At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny My Perks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with My Perks. Find your My Perksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, you're listening to The Quint.
I'm Poonam Agrawal. I head investigations at The Quint, and you are listening to a special news and views podcast. On this podcast, I will reveal how NRC is connected with foreigners' tribunals, which the Modi government plans to set up across the country. I will also point out problems with the existing foreigners' tribunals in Assam. For now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put the brakes on his government's plans for a pan-India National Register of Citizens, or NRC. But it is not a rollback. In May 2019, Modi took a key step towards a nationwide NRC by amending the Foreigners' Tribunals Order of 1964, making it applicable to all of India, effectively allowing the government to set up foreigners' tribunals in every Indian state. The question is, why does the government want foreigners' tribunal in all states? But first, what does a foreigners' tribunal do? Well, anybody who fails to prove Indian citizenship during NRC has to then appeal to the foreigners' tribunal to get back citizenship. For this, several such tribunals were set up in Assam when NRC was conducted there. But there were big problems in how these tribunals functioned in Assam, which have been underlined by human rights activist Harsh Mandar, who has filed an application against the foreigners' tribunals in the Supreme Court. Point number one, no proper investigation by authorities. Mandar says despite a laid-down procedure, Election Commission and Assam Border Police officials routinely accused genuine citizens of being illegal immigrants without any investigation. Verification forms meant to be filed by investigation officers were often left empty, and yet people were referred to the foreigners' tribunals. Despite known cases of such harassment, no action has been taken against even a single investigating officer. Point number two, a large number of ex-party orders were passed by Assam's foreigners' tribunals, which means an individual who was declared as foreigner did not get a chance to present or defend his or her case before the tribunal. The tribunal passed the order on the person's citizenship simply by looking at the documents presented by the state. An Assam Tribune News article says that till December 2016, ex-party orders had been passed in over 26,000 cases. Mandar says individuals are not even being provided legal aid by the government. This is crucial because many of those fighting their cases in the tribunals cannot afford legal services. Point number three. In many cases, the tribunals have not mentioned the exact reason for declaring an individual a foreigner, even though this is mandated by law. Point number four. Members of these foreigners' tribunals are appointed by the state government and work on a contractual basis, since the government has the discretion on whom to appoint and on whether to extend or end their contracts. This undermines the ability of the tribunal members to be free and fair. Many tribunal members may do what suits the agenda of the political party in power in the state. Close to 1,000 foreigners' tribunals were set up for Assam's NRC exercise. It was a logistical nightmare. There are hundreds of stories of the human cost as well. Add to that these flaws listed by human rights activists. Can we leave the future of crores of our citizens in the hands of a messy and badly flawed system of foreigners' tribunals across the country? Moving on, here is flaw number five. As per the Foreigners' Tribunal Amendment Order 2012, every case has to be disposed of within 120 days, And so, the tribunals are allowed to regulate their own procedure for the quick disposal of cases. But Mandar argues that this allows the tribunals to act in an arbitrary manner, giving them far too many discretionary powers. Flaw number 6. A state's high court cannot review the final ruling made by foreigners' tribunal. It can interfere only if there is a problem with the evidence on which the tribunal's decision is based. Activists like Harshmandir say a proper appellate body is crucial when the huge question of one's citizenship is at stake. If the Modi government is serious about putting the brakes on NRC, they need to make their stand clear on foreigners' tribunals. For now, despite the many flaws that we have listed, despite the NRC disaster in Assam, the legislation that allows the setting up of foreigners' tribunals across India still stands. And that should worry us all.